Comedy Store Wrestling is brought to you by Pro-Am Belts. They make the coolest custom belts for any occasion you may have. We're in the middle of fantasy football season, so why not get yourself a custom belt instead of a little trophy? What is this, Little League? You want to be a champion. And these are the real deal. Real leather, heavy-duty plates, nothing like it out there. Follow them on Instagram at Pro-Am Belts. Make sure to use the promo code 10FF to get 10% off your custom belt today.
This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres, and with me as always, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
A shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees for sending me a Kenny Omega t-shirt that had no holes in it.
Oh, cool. Did they ever respond to you about the whole the Stinger shirt?
No. They sent me a Sting shirt that looked like Schlack had bladed himself.
Oh, no.
So I cut a little promo. I was a little upset.
Okay. Mm. Well, you got a replacement now.
And today we have a very special guest.
Do you sell your shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees?
I'm going to be opening a new store soon at Pro Wrestling Tees. I haven't had it up all year, but I'm going to be definitely... I got designs coming in right now, actually.
Well, I will buy yours on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, my God.
Tees.
Thank you.
You know, you can buy her shirts right now at Republic of Lucha, right?
They still sell them.
I did not. I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on right now. I'm going to order a shirt.
Right. It's probably while we're podcasting?
Probably creepy a 54-year-old guy is buying a t-shirt right in front of you, but...
whatever. I've seen worse.
Oh. So have I. All right. I'm going to be quiet. He's going to talk because I don't want to get you canceled.
No. Oh, boy. Jesus. Well, as you may have seen or heard already, we are joined in the studio today by a very special guest, the Güera Loca herself, current Impact Knockouts Tag Champion, current AAA Reina de las Reinas Champion, current MLW Featherweight Champion, Taya Valkyrie. How are you?
What's up? How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good?
You're missing one piece of gold.
Yes, because we had Impact Wrestling are using the Freebird rule with the tag titles and the Death Dolls, so Rosemary has the other championship right now.
All right. I mean, not that, you know, you need all the belts. I mean, you had four at one point.
Yeah, I had five at one point.
Five, my goodness. Yeah. I had, you know, when I was looking up the notes, I'm like, I know she was the AAA Reina de las Reinas, and like, I just looking at all the accolades, it's pretty incredible your career right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, as most people that may not know, you were Frankie Monet at one point, and
who is that?
Yeah, I mean, I just.
He'll know. I guarantee you that.
I just, you know, I've known you from, you know, back in seeing you at Bar Wrestling, seeing you at, you know, PCW Ultra. I mean, I saw you take a pretty nasty spill with John in the ring at PCW Ultra.
Yes, and I, like, almost you fractured my entire face.
My God. I mean, I was with my wife, and I was just like, oh, yeah,
just scorpion myself.
Yeah.
Regular Friday.
I was very happy and, like, almost proud just because you're a local that, you know, seeing you in NXT. But I'm really happy that, you know, after that part of your life, now look at you.
You're thriving. Yeah, like I feel like, I mean, throughout my entire life, not just wrestling, I feel like a lot of things are always just like a little bit harder for me, but that's also how I thrive. And, you know, being put in that position and really being blindsided, to be fair, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
But just feeling like I totally lost my like dream job and I didn't really know why. And, you know, like it just kind of left up in the air. I was, you know, I cried for a little bit, got over it, and just had to, you know, remind everybody of who La Güera Loca is. And that's exactly what I did this whole last year.
Yeah.
Came in top 10 on the PWI list. I've won the Knockouts Tag Team of the Year award with the Death Dolls and won all these championships everywhere. So it's been a hell of a year for me.
Yeah, you decided to like go deathmatch too? Like...
Oh, I needed to feel again.
I saw them like...
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Like, I've got to ask you this. When you get contacted by Rob Black and say, hey, do you want to come down to Pomona because we can't get some permits in Los Angeles? I mean, Pomona's a schlub. I think anyone will acknowledge that. Do you give him a list of... Because they get you and, like, Brian Cage, they're two biggest names that I've seen since their rebirth. Do you give him a list of things you'll do and be like, hey, the other person can bleed? not me.
Well, I just have, you know, my own kind of rules that I go by, and I'm not like hard to deal with in that way, and like, you know, very restricting on what I'm going to do. But I am open about like what I feel comfortable doing or what I think is necessary, because I don't think that everybody needs to be bleeding all over each other. Is on there a regular basis? Yes.
Did you bleed the last match? Because I saw.
No, see, I'm very smart. I just, you know, wore paint from the other person. Come on, guys. No, so no, at XPW, I never bled.
Is that type of wrestling, you know, kind of like a palate cleanser to the corporate wrestling that you...
I also just think that when I get to do, like, lucha extrema is what they call it in Lucha Libre in Mexico. Like, when I get to do that, it reminds me a lot of Paraguayo and, like, watching a lot of stuff that I, you know, was part of also, like, when he was still alive and when I was in the Perros del Mal. Because the Perros del Mal were originally known for being, like, the extreme guys. Like, if you look at Psicosis, Nicho, if you look at Halloween, Damien, you know, everybody, that's what they did. And so I kind of, like... It's kind of fun for me because it reminds me of that. So I like doing it every so often just to kind of, you know, get it out there.
You do seem like you have a devilish grin while you're doing it.
Yeah, it's bad. Sometimes I'm like, why am I smiling? Like, I'm watching this. Like, what is going on here? So I do have a lot of fun doing it. And I think that it's fun to know, sprinkle that in amongst everything else.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling in general, not just deathmatch, is a violent sport.
Yes, so of course.
If you're into it, then you're kind of a violent person. Like, I laugh at, you know, when I see a movie and there's a crazy horror moment.
Yeah.
Like, I watched Terrifier recently and there's like...
Oh, my God, I was laughing the whole time. Exactly. And John walked out of the room.
Exactly.
He's like, I can't, when they ripped the arm, the fingers, and I went like that. Yeah, I think... Sorry to interrupt you, but I think that, like, really gory, stupid shit like that is so funny. Yeah. Like, I... have since I was a kid. I don't know.
I find it hilarious. Yeah. I was cracking up the whole time. But all right, not to pull the curtain back too much, but you mentioned that you do have some things that you don't, you know, your rules for death matches. What's one, if you could name one thing that you say, hey, I'm not doing that?
Glass.
No glass. Like glass panes?
Yeah, glass panes. No thanks. I've, you know, been in matches where there's been light tubes and stuff and whatever, but I don't necessarily like using them if it's not necessary, because I think they're dangerous. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they're a higher level of danger than sometimes I'm willing to do. And like I do, you know, acting and other things where I don't know, you know, if I should be having black eyes on a regular basis and things like that. But I just have to, you know, worry about my safety and the safety of, you know, my fellow competitors as well. And so I try to stay completely away from that.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. I typically...
Thumbtacks, chairs, whatever. Cool.
All that's
You'll
cool.
You'll do thumbtacks?
Yeah, I've done thumbtacks before. Yeah.
Are they really thumbtacks?
Yes.
Yeah. They're not that long.
They're not literally... Long. Yeah, they don't... They actually don't hurt that much. I feel like kendo sticks are like one of the worst things, and people never think of that as being that painful. And I'm like, those are bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had whacked. I've had a few thumbtacks in my elbows and my arm.
Bet. no, because I went backstage, or you know, in the patio at XPW.
The patio, yes.
And I started
the VIP section.
Yeah. Well, I think anyone can just walk back.
Well, that's what I mean.
I've never been stopped. I just walk. I could go in the ring when the match is going on. Oh, this guy's cool. And I started feeling the weapons, and it really seemed real, like the.
Absolutely.
The barbed wire bat, it was barbed wire.
Yes, like, absolutely. I think that people don't realize like how much of that is, you know, you're going to Home Hardware, Home Depot, or whatever, and picking it up for the old death match. So.
I just thought it was gimmicked. Like they had this thing, like
big, stunt stuff, like
big board with tomato cans cut in half, and I'm like, oh, these are fake cans, and I got a cut on my finger.
Don't play with the props, Earl.
I know, but I'm like a little kid back there. I'm seeing all these. You know, oh my God, there's Necro Butcher. look at the baseball.
Let me
bat.
Touch his blood.
Yeah,
I'll draw the line with him. I'm touching his blood.
I watched a Taipei death match, and I saw them backstage like breaking the glass and then taping their hands and putting it in glue and then putting it in glass. I'm like, there's.
Oh my
what
God.
Are you doing?
Oh my God. Those are like, yeah, I do. When I had my. Honestly, what I consider like the first and only like real death match that I ever had was versus Perro at last WrestleMania weekend. Mm. And I do remember at one point I took a bump on the cement because, you know, it was a no ring situation. And I was just like, wow, life choices. You know? Reevaluating my choices. But I had a lot of fun either way. So
yeah, the glass panes. I feel you. Whenever I'm at a match and they pull that out, I walk away because I'm like, what if a little tiny shard of glass goes in my eye? I'm blind.
Yeah,
I'm blind. That's it. Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't know. I don't like that at all.
Listen, I don't mean to conduct business on the podcast, but if I buy this, can I get it signed?
Should have just DM'd me and I would have brought you one.
Oh, okay.
But you can buy it. You can buy it.
No, I'm all about supporting the arts.
TyValkyrie.com. Yes.
Right, and that's a very lovely doll from Legends of Lucha Libre for $40.99, and it's autographed. So it's,
there you go.
By the way, I'm Jewish. I get a 10% cut of sales.
Oh. So to kind of talk about what's currently going on, I mean, there has, since your departure from NXT, there's been a regime change. Has it interested you to, like, maybe go back, think about it at all?
I'm just like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a really good place right now, personally and professionally, that I feel comfortable, I feel challenged, I feel heard, I feel appreciated and stuff like that. So, I mean, my experience was, like, so bizarre that, like, it really kind of freaks me out of the idea of, like, thinking about going back there. But, you know, Triple H, the whole time I was there, he just loves this business so much. And he really is trying to put on, you know, in the Black and Gold brand, like, something so different. And it was so evident. And now having him at the helm of the ship, so to speak, it's great that other people are getting those opportunities again, you know. And I only hope the best for them and that they do really well and, you know, that everyone can grow and thrive and make money. Like, we're all, you know, struggling and working really hard to get noticed. So, I mean, all the best. And you never know. You never say never.
I was going to say, if you get the call, I mean.
You never say never. You know, you want to have a, I mean, I would, you know, I would have a conversation. Yeah. Why not?
How about this? Since I'm the show's resident AEW Mark, would you maybe, if Tony Khan picks up a phone call?
I love picking up a phone call and hearing everybody out. Come on. I'm a businesswoman.
That answer sounds like a Royal Rumble appearance.
Honestly, though, I'm surprised that you haven't
Presley's
seen.
Booked, though. Presley the dog is booked, so okay. You know, we'll have to figure something out there.
I'm honestly surprised I haven't seen you in AEW, considering how they work with AAA and they've worked with, you know, everybody. I was, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, everything in time will work itself out.
I would like to see you in Britt Baker.
You know, I've never really wrestled Britt Baker. I've only wrestled her in, like, a multi-man kind of situation a long time ago, so I'd be excited to wrestle her for sure.
By the way, there's a lovely t-shirt for $30.99. I'm trying to promote the...
It's a Death Dolls t-shirt and it was limited edition.
We'll get to the plugs early. Like,
yeah, get them
on. Just made $70 off me.
Yes!
So. So, tell me a little bit about working with MLW. I know that they are, you know, they featured... I mean, they used to have MJF in there. And, there's Hammerstone still there. I mean, a bunch of the locals are still working with them. Our buddy Joseph and everything. So, how's that experience been for you? And you know, what challenges are you expecting from them?
It's been really great. I mean, I've known Court for a long time, and we worked for them like a few times before in the past, John and I. So when he emailed me and called me or whatever, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. And like, I like being part of it right now because they're really focusing on the women's division because they really didn't have that at the forefront before. And now you're going to be seeing more and more women's matches, and I'm the champion. Like, I invite everybody to come down and take a shot at the champ and see what happens. But, you know, I'm excited to... excited to be leading the way and really showing off what MLW does. And I really love how they feature Lucha Libre, how they have kind of people from all over the world there. And it's just a really fun environment.
Nice. So what about AAA? I mean, how often are you getting down there to wrestle?
So I do their television shows probably like once a month or so like that. And the big pay-per-views, obviously, like Triple Mania that just happened in Mexico City. They had three last year for the 30th anniversary. It's really hot in here because I'm wearing just all plastic.
I mean, I would say the outfit. We're not trying to get you to disrobe or anything, especially since you could kick.
Taya's going through her goth era right now.
Oh,
but,
yes. It's a great outfit, but it's not. I mean, it's hot in here. Yeah. You got three dudes in here.
And a bunch of lights.
Plus the asbestos really charred.
Oh, my God, yes. That's what that is. No, but AAA, obviously, like, that's where I started. Those are where my roots are. That's where Conan is, who, like, helped me so much at the beginning and really let me shine. And oh, there's the air. I can feel it.
Wow. You guys are just we're fast here. Well, John's
cooking
fast.
Down here. Yeah. My makeup's going to start running. Like the House of Wax is going to happen. But yeah, like it's just, it's super fun to be back there and be with my family and my friends. Like a lot of those people, like Phoenix and Pentagon, Daga and I, like we all came up together. Like we were all like first year at AAA, you know, broke, taking these 18-hour bus rides together. Nobody could understand each other, but, you know, they taught me Spanish. I taught them English. Like, we've all really grew up together. So being able to work with them, doing Lucha Squad stuff with our new faction, and just, you know, it's really fun, and it's comfortable, and I'm really happy when I get to go there because I lived in Mexico City for 5 years. It is a huge part of who Taya is and, you know, what I represent. And, you know, peace of my heart lives there forever. So I love going there.
Would you consider, like, do you think that's where you'll end up retiring in Mexico? Like, just
listen,
chilling?
You guys are stuck with me until I'm, like, 105.
Retiring. Yeah, I mean, like, she is.
I mean, like, I think about retirement, not now, like, anytime soon. I'm just saying, like, what am I going to do when that time comes?
And I don't know. I don't know yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just really just thinking about the present and what's going to happen this next year and concentrating on other creative outlets that I enjoy, like fashion and acting and writing and you know, pushing for our movie and stuff like that. So it's, I don't really think about that yet.
Okay,
so,
okay. Speaking about that movie, I mean, John talked about it when he was here, but the Sheik movie, right?
Yes, The Iron Sheik Massacre.
You guys had
which
it
you would love if you love campy horror stupidness.
I can't wait to see it.
Yes.
I know you guys had, it was like at a festival or something?
So it's been doing film festivals, right? It's doing film festivals right now. So far, it has won 3 awards for Best Horror Comedy Short.
Nice.
Which is amazing. And we're going to continue to be doing that for the next couple months. And then it'll be available to stream. I'm not going to say exactly where yet because we're just finishing out those details. But it will be available to stream. We're hopefully going to have another kind of showing of it or with like a Q&A or something. We're throwing ideas around, especially with WrestleMania being in Los Angeles this year. So
did you guys do a showing at Republic of Lucha or no?
No, okay. We did not do one there.
Okay. I'd like to, you know, I want to go see it. So if you do a showing.
Yes.
Let me know.
Check my social media. All about it.
There you go.
Maybe they could do it here. Not in this room. But like.
In this room?
Right here, just the four of us.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to ask you, so, you know, you're saying all your other endeavors, like movie acting and mm-hmm. writing. And do you still do, like, I know you're a trained ballerina and also you're really into fitness. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you still do all that too? Or is that kind of...
I don't dance anymore. I haven't taken a ballet class in years. But I definitely think that my ballet background and musical theater and all that stuff that my parents put me through helped me in wrestling, honestly.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Performance art, just the same thing. So I might not be dancing in a studio or on a stage, but I'm dancing in a ring. But yeah, so I haven't done that in a while. And fitness, I mean, fitness is part of what I have to do every single day in this world of professional wrestling. You know,
sure.
I work out 5 to 6 days a week, depending on my schedule. I have, you know, my little routines and things like that. So it's always going to be part of my life.
How much pressure do all these companies you work for put on you to look a certain way, or do they put any at all?
I mean, no one's come up to me and been like, hey, we need you to do this. Like, I've never had that kind of conversation with anyone, which is great because I've heard that, you know, back in the day, it was a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just think that now, like, what is great to see is that there's all different types of people that are on the television. It's not just the tall, skinny, blonde chick, you know what I mean, that weighs 50 pounds. It's all different types of skin colors, cultures, races, hair colors, body shapes, sizes, everything. So I think that is just like, it's different definitely now, and everyone is just more accepting, and it's really great to see.
I'm in love with Doudrop.
I was about to bring that up.
She's awesome.
Where is she at, by the way? She's been awesome.
I think I read something on Twitter that she was injured or was she sick or something? I'm not really sure. But she's such a great human being. I will tell you guys that. She's awesome. I wrestled her when she was, you know, Viper on the indies a few times. But, yeah, I really love her. She's such a great person.
Well, Doudrop, if you're out there and you need Postmates.
Postmates?
She's got to eat, too, if she's sick.
Yeah, bring her some chicken noodle soup. So, all right, I wanted to ask you to go back in time and ask you when was the decision made to go from, you know, leaving the fitness ballerina world mm-hmm. and jumping into pro wrestling? Like, why and when?
So I danced through college. I was a ballet major at the University of Calgary in Canada. And I was very small and skinny growing up and short. And then I turned like 18 and all of a sudden I was like, boop, boop, boop. And I wasn't the size of a ballerina anymore, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I, you know, stopped dancing and was just trying to figure out like what I wanted to do with my life. And I just was always kind of so interested in like the divas, like Trish Stratus, when you're living in Canada, Canadian icon. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
It was, she was on the cover of everything, everyone. I just wanted to be Trish. I wanted to be like Trish. I wanted to be like Lita. I wanted to be like Victoria. And what do some of these people have in common, you might ask? Also, a lot of them come from the fitness world.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, not knowing a thing about how to, you know, get into pro wrestling, I was like, well, Trish was discovered through fitness. So like, maybe I should do that. And that's exactly what I did. And so I got into fitness because I thought it would lead me to wrestling.
Ah, okay.
Which, in all honesty, it kind of did. Because when I got my, like, first tryout with WWE, they had scouted me at the Arnold Classic when I competed.
Oh, ah, okay.
Yeah, and I did the Arnold Amateur in, like, 2009? Something like that. But, yeah, and then that was where, like, my first tryout with them kind of happened.
Okay, okay. I was going to ask you what your influences, who your influences were, but you just answered that pretty quickly.
Yeah. Definitely like my inspirations when I started out. Like that was, I just wanted to be like this strong, confident woman in the ring.
Yeah. Do you remember your first, like the first match you saw that on TV that you were like, ooh, I want to do that.
I don't remember the first match that I saw. Just my first wrestling memory of all though is being like, three or four years old, and my friend's brother, who was like, I don't know, 15 at the time, was babysitting us, and we would not want to go to bed, and he would threaten us with what he called the Snake Man, which was Jake the Snake Roberts. And because we would watch WWF, I'm dating myself, but yeah, WWF at the time, and he would just be like, if you don't go to bed, I'm going to call the snake man to come get you. And we were mortified. At one point, he even got his friend to call the house and pretend to be Jake the Snake and threaten us. I've been tormented my whole life with this memory. And someone even came to the door and knocked on the door and like freaked us out. And we were like 4 or 5 years old.
Have you ever met Jake the Snake?
I have. And when I met him, I told him the story and he was like, good girl. And I was like,
I'd be scared of him too.
But yes.
Dude, I got to meet him at PCW Ultra as well. He was one of the, you know, they do a legend every show that they do. And I remember walking through the back parking lot and just looking at the floor, looking at my phone, and I look up and it's Jake smoking. And he just gives me the eyes.
And I was like,
holy shit. Like, that's scary. And I just kept walking. And you know, afterwards, I went back. I'm like, pleasure to meet you. But those eyes are terrifying.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my God.
Even as an
adult.
Oh, my
God, oh, my God. Like, it's like meeting, like, the boogeyman that you guys, like, grow. Ah! Yeah.
I opened up for him once, and I bombed for 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
They just did wrestling jokes. And the whole crowd. It was a weird crowd. Like, it was Jake the Snake headlining, but I could tell they weren't wrestling fans, and he just looks at me and goes, love the Kamala jokes. Like, you're about the only one, dude.
All right, so a two-parter. I want to know your favorite match that you've been in,
mm-hmm.
and then also if you have a favorite match that you're not involved in.
I have a few favorites. I really like my street fight with Ayako Hamada in Tijuana.
Okay.
That was for the Reign and Arenas Championship. That I was bleeding at that, and that was messy.
On purpose?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Kayfabe, Earl, God.
I'm sorry.
God, Earl.
I told you I'd ask a dumb question. Yeah. But no, there are accidents.
Accidents happen. Yeah. Anyways, I really like that one because I've known Ayako for a long time, and I just... Our styles work really well together, and you know, we just beat the shit out of each other.
Nice.
On all over that. And like that arena is, I don't know if you guys have ever been to it in Tijuana, but it is a crazy arena, and it has just, it's like pretty small kind of, but everything kind of goes up, the seating. And you can just like feel like so much history and like legendary shit has happened here. You know what I mean? So I definitely think that that is one of my favorites. I also really enjoyed doing the Monsters Ball with the Knockouts. I believe that was in 2019 Slammiversary.
Yes, I think so. That sounds familiar.
Me, Rosemary, Havoc, Soo Young, I believe. Okay. Yeah. Just because, like, I mean, I love my knockouts. We all work so well together and trust each other and can really make really cool shit happen. So, yeah. And then what was the other question?
Favorite match that you're not involved in? Just like something that maybe you watch to study or go back and, you know, every once in a while.
I just watch so much of everything. I think that it's like hard for me to pinpoint specifically one because I feel like I have been exposed to so many different styles too and so many different people. And I also go through phases where I like really into like a more technical thing or and I'm really researching that. Or if I'm like, oh, I want to watch some like 1998 Lucha Libre AAA, you know, or something. So it just depends, you know. I definitely go through phases, and then I'll get really into Japanese wrestling, and then I'll be like on that for a long time, and then so I go back and forth.
Okay, okay.
I have a question. So going back to Dude Drop, like from an outsider perspective, you've wrestled her on the indies. Mm-hmm. You say she's a great person. When you see she finally made it to like at the time the pinnacle WWE. And she went from Viper to Dewdrop. Does your heart just like break? Do you? Because to me, that's just ridiculous.
I was just kind of like I thought the name was confusing, but I mean, also like look at a lot of other names that people have had over time. Like, there's all sorts of weird stuff going on. And but like also she, when I talked to her and stuff, she was just like she was just being so positive about it. And you're in a position where you really are, you're living your dream. You're under a lot of pressure and under this microscope, you're just going to like take whatever it is and roll with it. And that's kind of what you have to do when you're there. And that's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah. I think she's great in the ring. And then they gave her that name and I was like, you're setting her. It feels like she's being set up to fail with a name like that.
No, I just think that, you know, we can feel all sorts of ways about all sorts of different things. And especially there, it's just can be a little bit confusing, but she's so good in the ring and out, you know, on the mic and everything. And I just think she just brings something different to that division. And she's going to make it work. Yeah. She's
fair.
She's awesome.
Well, you're right, though. Like when they brought in Mike Awesome in the WCW, here's this amazing, like gigantic dude who could do all these high flying moves. And then his first gimmick was the fat chick killer.
What?
Like, it was horrible.
Yeah, I swear sometimes they're just like, let's see if we can make them uncomfortable.
they buried this guy. Like he's one of the great all-time big men. And he was like 6'6", 320 pounds. He could move like Rey Mysterio. And then...
No, let me...
I'm going to buy another T-shirt. You only have one, but I'll buy something else.
Now we're talking about names. Like, when the name Frankie Monet was presented, was that your idea? Was that just given to you? Because I get why they do the name changes. Mm-hmm. It sucks because they shouldn't really be doing that. I mean, if you've built a fan base already with a name,
yeah,
to just change it is kind of like why. But I get the financially they want to own whatever that is.
Yeah. So what they do is they give you like a list. Like of names is like a list of first names, a list of last names that are just generic kind of things. At least for me, it just helped me kind of like be like, okay, like start thinking about stuff. And I fought so hard to keep Taya Valkyrie. But like at the end of the day, like you said, I get it. Like I've been on all these other TV shows with that name. The name is on merchandise and action figures, like the one you just bought, and things like that. So it's kind of like, it's almost like they will need to like start again. At least that, no one ever said that to me, but that's like at least the feeling that I got was like, they want to like, okay, we're going to start this new thing. And that kind of goes to the side.
Yeah.
And so like I came up with names. I was adding Taya something, like Taya with a different last name. They're like, come on. They're like, Kira, that's my real name. Oops.
Edit that out.
But they'd be like, you have to come up with a different name. Like it was, you know what I mean? Like they're just like,
that's weird though. Cause I mean, like, you look at people like Adam Cole got to keep his name.
I think that it also just goes in through phases when it's like, okay to be, keep your name. So a lot of people like recently didn't a bunch of people who were using their real actual names have to get renamed, for example. Like that was a whole thing. So I don't know. I just started writing stuff down. I mean, I was almost named Paris at one point.
Oh.
So
I'm glad you didn't. I would have had an association with it.
Yes. When I came up with the name Frank, I came up with all this, the name. And so many people had problems with it. And I was just like, just let it absorb it for a bit, like let it breathe and like give it a chance. Because I've always really liked just like gender neutral names and names that can be used for girls and guys. And there was a movie, Stigmata, where a girl's, the character's name was Francine and they called her Frankie. So that's kind of where that came from.
Okay.
And growing up, my dad's from Switzerland, so we used to travel to Europe all the time and we would go to like tons of art galleries and stuff. And so that Monet obviously comes from the artist's name.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's interesting. I figured they'd always just like, this is what your name is, and you have to be like,
No,
God.
They were like, we like worked on it for like 2 weeks almost. Okay. Trying to figure it out, but it was like coming down. They're like, we need to make a decision.
All right. I wanted to hear your, I've asked this like once or twice before to other folks, but I wanted to hear your Mount Rushmore of female wrestlers.
Okay. Oh, man.
Take your time.
And I'm like, oh, God.
I don't mean stress to do business, but I'm also buying this picture right here.
That is a great picture.
It's $20, three belts.
It's one of the hardest pictures
four
on
belts,
the internet.
I think,
four
right?
belts. Four. There's another one on her waist.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I didn't scan
get
down.
Get it right. Okay. Well. Oh, God. This is like so hard. I'm going to go with like. Aja Kong.
Yes. Nice.
Medusa.
Ooh. I love her.
Trish Stratus, because homegirl. And, oh, God. Guys, you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
I know. Eddie asked the hard-hitting question.
Yes. I'm just trying to, like...
And there's so many.
Yeah, like, and I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying to maybe put a luchador in there. I'll just go with
yourself.
No.
I would put myself on there if I could.
I mean, no. I would either put like a Lady Apache or someone, you know, that's like iconic from that world, definitely. Or I mean, I would just go with Lita because I just love Lita so much. So.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good list. I like that.
What are your thoughts on like older women, like Fabulous Moolah, not older now, but like just, you know, from the 80s and 70s. Did you ever watch any of those?
I didn't watch it until like I was like really, really into everything. And then I've, you know, watched all sorts of old tapes and like old Glow and all that stuff. I mean, I think it's so interesting to just see how far we've come and how much the business as a whole is just so different.
Right.
And it's gone through so many changes and so many, you know, even like the how most wrestlers, female wrestlers, would appear a certain way in one era or one generation, and then it changes. And this is like the kind of like the more preferred look or style or you know what I mean. And I feel like you constantly see that evolving and changing. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy with where women's wrestling is now. I mean, back in the day when I was young, like, you know, a little kid watching bra and panties matches.
Yeah,
on
no,
TV,
we don't need
like,
any more
oh,
of that.
God.
Well, speak for yourself. No, I liked actually like the Fabulous Moolah era where they, you know, and Wendy Richter, and I mean, there weren't really.
When, she got, when the Dudley boys would slam them through tables.
I mean, I don't know if I could see a Bubba Ray pile driving Mae Young.
Oh no!
You guys just made $100, John. I
made a.
Yes. I don't know.
We split everything. Is that
okay? Okay, $50.
Figured we better have two on two. No.
Nope. Okay. Are you gonna sit down?
Yeah.
No. You guys do your thing.
No. Do you want to sit here?
No. Continue. Continue. I'll just chirp in from off.
Yeah.
Off camera.
All right.
No, continue. Go ahead.
All right.
So where
that's
were
nice.
We? That's Wendy respect.
You know, he's, yeah, he didn't want to steal my spotlight.
That's right. He already got his.
I think he.
The shadows.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, let's get a roast battle between you two.
No.
I wouldn't want to see either one of your bad sides.
Yeah.
So.
Bad side.
I
wouldn't want to see her bad side.
No. You've probably seen it, I'm guessing.
I mean, I got a good side and a better side.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You better fire up the next question. It's getting awkward in here.
All right. My next question is, you know, you have three championships right now. Mm-hmm. And we kind of touched on, you know, whether you would take a call or not. But what are your goals now in terms of wrestling? Like, how far do you want to take this? I know you have other goals like acting and writing and everything. But for wrestling, like, what's your, you know, some folks say, like, oh, I need to have my WrestleMania moment. Like, what's your end game for wrestling, your big goal?
Right now, my main focus is right now, especially in these next coming months, is finding my permanent home. Because right now I've been a free agent for this whole last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to be exploring that and figuring out where I'm going to stay for a while, you know? And that could be one of many places right now, which is exciting. It's scary, obviously, because you're like, oh my God, is this going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Am I going to get a contract? Am I not going to get a contract? So that's really been my focus, to just kind of cement a place for myself. This whole last year has been super, super fun being able to do kind of whatever I want, because this didn't exist prior to the pandemic,
right?
Of this, you know, forbidden door, being able to cross over through these different companies. So that has been super fun for me, and I've gotten to face people that I never thought I would ever get the chance to. But I definitely want to figure out like where I want to stay for the foreseeable future in the next couple months. And then obviously beyond that, it is, you know, like, what is my WrestleMania moment? I don't know yet, but I'd love to get back over to Japan. I haven't been there in years.
Now that they have a women's
championship. I know, it's so exciting. And like, the last time I was in Japan was with Stardom, and I just did like a 3-week little tour with them. That was in 2016. Maybe 2017. So I'd love to get back over there and, you know, battle it out with some of those women that I've never gotten to face, or some that I might have in the past. And I still want to be, you know, doing other international travel. Like, we're going to England in February. We're going again on tour in Australia. Just keep winning championships, keep, you know, writing my book and creating my legacy. You know, I don't come from professional wrestling. I'm my first generation self. And I just want to keep, you know, doing what I do. And that's be creative, perform, win championships, collect gold, sell t-shirts to people like you. And just keep, you know, exactly, just building my legacy and showing the world that you can be a girl from Victoria, British Columbia, and just kind of make it out there.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to call it now. Wrestle Kingdom. You're going to be on one. I'm going to call it now. Maybe not 18 because it's pretty soon, but maybe. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know. Okay, that's great. I mean, I'm assuming you like this whole Forbidden Door thing. I mean,
well, it's super fun.
Yeah, some people, you know, I get they're a little more old school and territorial and don't want that, but I think it's great. And even, you know, the Fed is getting in on the action these days,
which is crazy. I never would have thought that I would see that ever.
Yeah.
But you love to see it. I do think that, like, this business is small, even though it's, you know, multi-billion-dollar, multiple companies from all over the place. It is still very small. And, like, if we support each other in friendly competition, like, why not? And it just creates more jobs for everybody. And that's what we want. We want people to be working and be able to do their art. So I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious because I can never escape my nerddom when it comes to wrestling. Like, before I was watching wrestling, you're a nerd. Now it's popular.
Yeah.
And now I had to be
cool
I had to be nerdier by saying, like, freaking out at home, like, do you guys understand how crazy the Wrestle Kingdom card is? There's like people from different companies. Nobody gets it. They're just like, whatever, man. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But it's crazy.
It's never been done before like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just filling out the credit card info. I'm
thank you.
I'm on some wacky website.
On that same tip, do you have a dream opponent? Someone that you haven't worked that you want to.
Well, I'm going to say her because she's now out in the world and free to play.
Oh. And this leads into my Wrestle Kingdom prediction, right?
I mean, she has a huge respect for Lucha Libre, which for me is very important and something that I hold dear and close to my heart. So why not Mercedes Monet?
Call her out right here. No, I'm just kidding.
Mercedes. You know where to find me.
Yeah.
I gotta pull out my credit card. I could pay
Don't
half.
Flash it to the camera.
Woo. Hey guys.
Yeah, don't get your number. All right. Well, that's all the questions I did have.
I have one question.
Go for it.
Yes, please speak.
So I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, stop buying merch and, you know.
No, keep buying merch and also sleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go on acting auditions,
yeah.
Can you sense the casting director look up at you and go, oh, this is the wrestling girl? Does your wrestling...
Oh, 100%.
Does that hurt you, help you, or...
It's hard because you kind of get people just look at you and get put in a box and a stereotype. It's also why I grew out the side of my head. Remember, I had a side shave for 5 years almost, and I was like, listen, I'm getting auditions to be a criminal, an army person. Yeah. Like, okay, but like, I think I'm a good actress and I'm working on it and getting better, and I would just love to be doing, you know, different roles and different parts and stuff. But it definitely helps me get in the door and, like, definitely helps people go, oh, that's that girl kind of thing. But it can hurt me, like, because just people assume that I'm just, you know, one thing.
It's weird, though. You would think they would, you know, I mean, I guess they would have to be fans of wrestling to understand. But that, you know, there is acting involved.
Oh, it's so much acting wrestling. Is involved. Yeah. And a lot of it is improv. And a lot of it is, you know, you're being creative with the writers.
Do you want to hit pay now just so we could, like, Jesus. Say you made this purchase?
Where's your...
No, you just press pay now.
Oh, you press the screen. See, I don't...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Future technology.
Future. I'm like, where's the mouse thing?
Oh, my God, I got declined. Sorry about that. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like...
Oh, man. All right, so... if you don't mind, I just wanted I narrowed it down to three crazy stories of what's going on, one of which we've already mentioned.
All right.
Which was Mercedes Monet.
Oh, I just got the big cartel notification. Thank
you.
She's getting paid to do this podcast.
It was my plan all along. Yes.
That's by the way, for any potential guests in the future, if you come do the podcast, Earl will buy a bunch of your merch.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, she's a friend. Do you just sign it Earl Skakel, or can I get, like, a personalized...
Did you write it in the notes?
I didn't, to be honest with you.
No, you can just tell me what you want, and I'll write
it. It's my favorite comic, Earl.
Perfect.
It's one of Akeem. No, Akeem just sent me one. Never mind.
No, God. All right, so the first note I had was, obviously, we already talked about it, but Mercedes Monet debuting in New Japan. John has transformed, and...
John, you've never looked better. Like.
But we wanted to, you know, I wanted to get your take on what happened, like how the debut went. Some folks are upset that, you know, it seemed a little lukewarm. I'm trying to educate the people, like, by the way, Tokyo Dome sucks up all the sound. So no matter what's going on, it's always going to be like half of what it actually is when you're there. But also the Japanese crowd is a little more, you know, respectful and quiet. And I really just hope that someone did debrief Mercedes when she got there. Like, by the way, don't get turned off by the very polite crowd. But what did you think, Earl, about the debut?
You know, the crowd, or the lack of crowd noise, kind of threw me. It's like hearing a comic tell a great joke and everyone just, oh, that's funny. But there's no, like...
Oh, you mean an L.A. crowd?
Yeah, the crowd I had last night. So I'm used to, like, WWE or AEW or, you know, XPW crowds, which...
Yes.
You know, you're one match where you powerbomb the... I forget who it was. Through a... You had two chairs set up with a wood
door. Oh, yeah.
Was
it Camille that I did that to?
I still can't get that three-way.
I've been slamming so many people through doors and chairs lately that I just can't keep track.
I can't either. but, like, the crowd went nuts. Like, a Kiss concert happened. So the whole car was like that. So it kind of threw me off.
Yeah, we mentioned this. I mentioned it earlier. Is like, in Japan, they're very polite and respectful of what is going on in that ring. And if you're not aware of that, obviously, I think it will catch you off guard.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you were mentioning your time there. I mean, we were off camera, but you were mentioning when you were there for Stardom.
Yeah, I was wrestling EO with Stardom, and we were doing some crazy stuff, and I was just like looking around being like, what is going on? Because people are just so polite. But after you were like, go, oh, okay, this is just how the crowds are here, you can kind of get used to it, and it's fine. It's just so different than what we are used to here.
Did you wrestle at all during the pandemic where, you know, there was no crowds?
Oh, yes. I did.
That's how painful was that? Or how hard was it for you?
I wrestled. So we filmed Impact still. We were doing it at Skyway Studios in Nashville that whole entire 2020. It was really hard, but we had to just find creative ways of making things interesting. And like, I just started to realize that what I was doing is I was just talking a lot, like in the middle of blah, 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 like, and at the time I had a manager, which helped to try and keep like some sort of dialogue going on or some noise. Cause the silence
is so bad. Like, I mean, I appreciate that everybody did some work for the entertainment of the fans.
Yes.
But boy,
it was hard. It was really hard.
Even like, you know, look at like Stone Cold, who, you know, is a legend and wherever he goes, people go crazy. When he came out to no crowd and was doing the what by himself, I was just like, oh God, just stop. Like, oh.
Yeah, it was really so hard for everybody. You know, I never want to live through anything like that ever again. I'm glad to have the fans back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's such a crucial part of wrestling. You feed off of that.
I always say like, or compare it to like Lucha Underground, because we used to say like on Lucha, the temple itself and the fans were almost like a part of the show. Like those are key players in what is going on. And that's what definitely how I felt during the pandemic. I'm like, felt like part of us was, part of the show is not there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, I have to go back to the stories in a minute, but I wanted to ask you too, Lucha Underground was so revolutionary and awesome. Is there any hope that that comes back?
I wish.
You wish?
I wish so hard, because I think that was some of my fondest memories was like working for Lucha Underground.
The I forget his name now. I'm blanking out on his name.
Robert Rodriguez?
Is that it? No, not Robert Rodriguez. The director. The dude from Lucha, the suitcase.
Oh, Dario. Yes. Dario Cueto.
He's in MLW though.
Yes.
Right now? Awesome. So I mean,
Cesar. Yes.
I mean, so there really is no hope, huh, for that?
Can someone out there that has like $15 million just give it to us so we can do the show?
Earl.
That'd be great.
I just gave you $111.
We just need a few million and we'll figure it out. I really wish that we could do it again, because it was a lot of fun and it was really like learning to do like regular, like we shot those backstage scenes like they do a regular television show, not like a wrestling show. And that was just so fun to learn and be around all those people. And at that time, like there's so many of us that were like getting our first, big opportunity. You look at people like Prince Puma, who's Ricochet. You look at Phoenix and Pentagon, myself included, and Jeff Cobb. And, there's just so much talent that was there at that time that's now gone on to do different things. So we were all just like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and just so happy to be there. So it was definitely magical during that time.
Tony Khan, you $15 million is pocket change. Get to work, dude. Come on.
Ring of Honor, he's buying everything else.
Yeah, you got the money. Go save Lucha Underground
for
the fans.
Save Lucha Underground.
While you're at it, save GLOW. Because we love that show. Our buddy Mark Maron here, obviously.
You know that I was...
Yeah, so that's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
It's like Mark Maron, Comedy Store Family, but you were set for season 4.
Yes. And my biggest TV thing that I've ever gotten, and it was so awesome, and then the pandemic happened.
Did you shoot anything for that? You did.
I did.
So there is footage.
There's footage. I've never seen it. I was supposed to be on a few episodes, and then they ended up asking me to do the whole season.
Were you going to be a bad person or a good person?
I was a bad person.
Just talking like, heel or face.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say bad woman, because then it's like,
heel is very gender
so
neutral.
I had a tag partner. It was so fun. So I'm really sad I never got to finish that. So if anybody else has a few $1 million hanging around.
Tony, save GLOW and save Lucha Underground, please. I mean, I was a big fan of that
Small request.
Yeah. I loved GLOW. I thought it was a great show. I mean, I was watching it with my wife. She was invested. I think GLOW, the Netflix show, got my wife to watch pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch it, and she'd be like, you're watching your whatever. I'm walking out. And then I got her to watch GLOW, and now she sits there and like asks me questions about like, so what's going on with this guy today?
Everyone on the show was so nice, and I was like, this is my, you're nervous, right? Like, this is my first big kind of TV. I don't want to say like real TV, but like a show, like not just wrestling related. I didn't mean wrestling related, but you know what I mean. And everyone was so cool. And like Chavo Guerrero was like doing the stunt coordinating, and it was just so fun. And I just really wish I could do it again.
Yeah.
Did you have scenes where you had to wrestle the actors?
Yes.
And was that
stressful?
Because you don't want to hurt
anybody. I didn't want to hurt anybody.
Like,
I was like wrestling Allison Brie, and I'm like, don't drop her, don't drop her, don't drop her. Like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And was she like, hey,
so nice.
Protect me, please.
And it just like, it was, we, you know, choreographed everything in a way that it was as safe as possible. And I just remember John coming to watch me film on the day we were doing the in-ring stuff. And he's like, how many times did you do that? I go, a lot. Because it's so different, like filming wrestling for a show like that, than it is to just have the match be over.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it was, I loved it. I, you know, could have done that forever.
Well, going back to the news, I wanted to get Earl's thoughts on this because he's been ranting and raving and he's currently wearing the shirt. But Wrestle Kingdom happened and Omega and Ospreay had one of the...
75-star like, match? What was that?
Yeah, well, ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little much. I mean, I like the match, but I don't know if I'd give it... I think Meltzer gave it... like, put so many stars,
was it
I didn't
six
know.
Or seven?
Yeah, like, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, like, how many are we going for?
Yeah, I didn't know we can go past five, yeah. I mean, I guess. But, I mean, you know...
I mean, just as an idiot fan, I would 40 minutes had everything. I think I saw maybe one botch, and I don't. I'm not criticizing because I don't wrestle. I'd give it a 5 out of 5. I mean, the storytelling and the promos before, and the one they did after. Like, I don't know if they're friends in real life, but they have great chemistry. Like, even in the promo afterward, Ospreay's face is a bloody mess, and he. I don't know if he was crying for real, but he sold me on it. And then it's the only time I've ever seen Don Callis be good in a promo. Like he no, I don't. I don't know if you're friends with him. I'm sure
fellow Canadian. Come on.
Listen. I'm a hockey guy, so I love the Canadians. Iron Mike Sharp. He was my favorite jobber of all time. But Jericho, you know, paying for Kamala's funeral, like he can do no wrong in my eyes.
By the way, he also dropped $10K on the football player.
Like he is like, and he put that young kid over a couple
like 2 weeks ago or something. Yeah.
Action Andretti, and he just put over Ricky Starks too.
Yeah. So I love Don Callis, but. You know, with Omega and the Bucks, he doesn't really do anything. So, you know, he was great at needling Ospreay in the post-match promo. And like, oh, this is the Callis I could get down with. Because, like, making him cry. Like, I still...
Are you gonna cry?
I might. I'm telling you right now. I almost cried signing up for New Japan. It's all in Japanese. I was just trying to guess what the buttons were. Like, this looks like you'd hit enter. And like,
I got a text like, how much is 999 yen? I'm like, yeah, it's no, like $8,
that
dude.
Sounds like a lot of money. Like, if your t-shirts were like 1400 yen, I might have taken a pass.
It's but. It's hard. We tried, John and I tried to watch, like, Josh Barnett had a fight in Japan. Like,
oh, yeah.
And... we could not figure out how to watch this thing.
Thank you.
I like tweeted about it. I was like, does someone have like a cheat sheet on this? Because I could not find a way to watch this fight. It was actually frustrating. Like we just wanted to watch John's coach fight.
I'm surprised at how bad the interface is for New Japan World.
It's not very, I mean.
It's bad.
He's computer literate.
I love New Japan, but holy shit.
I just didn't know how to use an iPad. Let's be real here.
Yeah, you thought the mouse was like. You thought H.
I don't have an iPad, okay? I have a MacBook Air.
No, I get it. You make the big bucks, but like,
where's the little thing? You touch it and it moves.
I was like, "What are you doing? Like, just hit pay now." So, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Do you feel that it took away from the other main Okada and Jay White?
I did because it was like the needle and the balloon, and those guys are awesome.
Okada, yeah, I mean, legendary,
beyond legends. But it was hard to watch that match because it was just like I needed. I don't know. I don't think they topped it, but like it was a very good match. Yeah. So, you know, it was like that three-way XPW match I saw. You weren't
just like that, right?
Just like
well, it was Mickey Knuckles, I think Sage, and another girl.
Yes.
Who wears the mask.
Ludark.
And they were in the middle of the card, and no other match could follow that. After.
Yeah, like, I was so because I wrestled Jody Threat on that show. And they were after us, and I watched. They just did everything, and I was like, "Thank God."
Yeah, I think Brian Cage was after them, and even he looked like I can't follow that. Like I'm gonna do my best, but so I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say that should have been the last match, but you never know how a match is gonna turn out.
You can't have the United like a mid-card championship after the world championship. I guess that's why they did it, you know. And also, I think New Japan just has a rule where Okada has to be the main event in every Wrestle Kingdom. But, Taya, your thoughts on the match?
I have not watched all of Wrestle Kingdom yet, so I won't give my opinions just yet. It went on a little bit. Late.
It's yeah.
you ain't kidding. Yeah. I mean, I'm up at 4 a.m. trying to navigate this website that looked like it was done on GeoCities.
But it's definitely on my list of things that I need to catch up on this week.
I mean, I'm not a tech nerd, but like, dude, I thought I was on DOS at one point. Just like, I don't know what was going on.
Dude, I'm tech savvy, and it took me a few minutes. And also, I was like all gung-ho at like 10:30. I paid. I had a beer. I'm like, I'm good to go. I'm going to watch this whole thing. 12:30 came around. I'm like, I can't stay up till 4 a.m. It just can't happen. John, you've morphed again. So we've already covered it, but I want to hear your thoughts on Mercedes Moné's debut and the Omega Ospreay match in the Kingdom.
The debut, I'm not familiar with New Japan like you guys are, so the silence scared the shit out of me.
Mm, okay. Maybe we talked about that a little
bit. That was my big thing out of that. I'm glad she's there. I think that's something on everyone's to-do list in the sport, so I'm glad she's getting it done and she's able to do it, and...
Hey, what's going on here? We've got a...
Well, we have a special guest.
An infiltrator.
We had a run-in from...
Yes, we had a run-in.
Johnny Comedy's here.
Don't get me started. I take an hour to go through all his...
John, there's a mic on the floor if you want to pull it up.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I told you to wait in the car.
Thankfully, we're past the interview part now. Talking
about this is just bonus time.
Yeah, bonus
now.
Time.
Yeah, the Omega match was great. It's exactly what I expected. I didn't expect the outcome that they ended with. I really thought the promo that Will made that was going viral. I thought that was going to be enough that they're like, let's keep the title on him.
Yeah.
He did have a great promo, and then after that,
I cried.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
You cry
all the time.
I mean, it's Earl different than the other things.
Sensitive man.
I cry every time one of our comrades goes up to the ring in the sky. I mean,
I never cry. Ask Kira, Taya.
Hey man,
I cry all the time, especially on airplanes. I'm a big airplane movie crier.
Oh. And I'm like, are you crying?
I wanted to weigh in on the Wrestle Kingdom 2, though.
Yeah, go for it.
Omega. Ospreay made me feel like Omega is back. Not that he went anywhere, but what a match. That stole the show in my opinion. And also that promo that you mentioned that Ospreay cut was like promo of his career.
Yeah.
Great business all around. And anytime the finish of anything is unexpected, I give it 3 thumbs up.
Yeah, man. That spot where Omega was smashing. I mean, and I told these guys, like, granted, that table's made of cardboard, but he's smashing his face in the table at one point, and I was just like, that looks brutal.
Still got to hurt him.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It hurts. It's not
there's,
great.
There's no way it doesn't hurt.
I don't care how thin that cardboard is.
Also, back to that promo, it goes to show you don't need an 8-minute TV promo. That promo that really hit everybody the same way was a minute and a half.
Tell that to Warrior. He did 28 minutes. He didn't give a fuck.
You know what might have made Warriors promos better is if they were a minute and a half.
That's not possible.
He was just talking.
You just let him go.
People's wimpy arms off and loading the spaceship with the rocket fuel.
I like that.
Just have such chemistry. Like, even it started with that AEW promo, you know, that was only on YouTube. You know, that was great. And then the one they did at the press conference in New Japan, you know, a week ago. And then... like I said, I don't know if they're friends. Maybe you know if they're friends or not in real life, but they have you guys ever had that with an opponent where you're just in sync?
Funny thing about the wrestling business is I hit my friends harder than I hit anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Backwards? It's way more fun, too.
I think it's that trust and just being like, okay.
Who's your friend that you smack harder? Yeah, who's your Ospreay?
Not kind of me.
We need to wrestle again for sure.
You guys?
Yeah, they've
wrestled before. Yeah.
Just so you know, I've never defeated anyone in this room at wrestling or roast battles.
Yeah, but we had an all timer though.
That sounds like an open challenge.
We gave them a show.
Oh yeah, we gave them a big time.
And to show you how much I appreciate what you guys
do. And you guys aren't together anymore. No.
That's story of my life. he gave me one simple instruction when he said, "Hey, I'm going to give you a stunner, but whatever you do, don't turn your head." And I'm so, you know, you're such a strong guy. Like,
I also said, "Don't." I said, "Just stay on your feet."
Yeah, but I got scared. I got scared.
Did you just go down to your?
He grabs.
Did you get like shoot stunnered?
Well,
stunned.
No. Yes.
Yeah. Stunned.
Some body part of yours. Himself. Some body part of yours hit me on the side of the head, and I'm like, "Oh shit, Rustin's not fake." Man.
shit it's hurts. The deltoid. It, you know, it's part of the.
Yeah, but your deltoid feels like the side of this building. Like it's like, and you know. Yeah. I'd be a good wrestling manager. I'm not really into the physical pain. You guys need a manager? Like I'd be a good heel manager. I could be your Don Callis.
I'm a baby face.
I mean,
okay, I could be.
we could use an intern.
Right, I could be Daivari. That guy's pretty funny.
Daivari's great.
You know, they manage Muhammad Hassan. I mean, what? That's got to be the wackiest character of all time. Let's have an Al Qaeda character. It's right when we're going into Desert Storm.
Yeah, no comment on that one. Daivari lasts a lot longer than Muhammad Hassan, though, huh?
Yeah. Well, where is he now?
Longevity.
Daivari. I think he's still in. Daivari? I think he's in AEW. No.
Which Daivari?
Oh the no, I'm thinking Arya Daivari. Never mind.
Yeah. He's an AEW.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his brother.
Yeah.
He's funny. That guy who does the pencil break.
Yeah. No. That's you're thinking.
Who's that guy?
You're thinking about Sanjay.
Okay.
Sanjay.
I'm sorry. I'm getting my heel manager. Oh man. I'm just gonna be quiet. I'm gonna go buy another t-shirt. No.
Yeah, we should move on. We should definitely move on.
Timestamp for a cut. No, I'm kidding. All right. So,
timestamp me, motherfucker.
Quick shout out, by the way, to since we talked about Mercedes, that hairdo. I thought it was thermal at first, and then I saw it from the side, and it's fire.
I just want to talk about her entire look because she came out looking like
fire.
Money. if you will.
Yeah.
No, she looked great. Like, it was definitely like, and even though that crowd, you know, was being as not as loud as people expected, just because that's just how it is. I think that she just commanded that stage and walked that runway and killed it.
I'm looking forward to Wrestle Kingdom 18, Mercedes Moné versus Taya Valkyrie.
we will believe it into existence. Yeah.
Now, the last one, you guys are welcome to just step back and not say anything, but the biggest story in pro wrestling right now is the return of Vince McMahon. And I wanted to get everybody's thoughts on this. I know he's not going to be back on TV. And from what I read, he's not going to be taking anybody's jobs away. Like, Trips is still in charge and whatnot. And the rumor is he's back so that he can facilitate a renegotiation for TV deals and potentially prepare the company for a sale. I don't, and everybody.
Don't worry, I won't say anything.
Everybody that I know that is like talking about it, they're like, "Oh, Disney's gonna buy them." I don't want Disney to buy them, but I don't know. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was
who'd
go away
prefer
heat.
Buying the company.
I don't see.
I'm a big Ted Turner guy.
Hey, let's get into the wrestling.
Let's do that again.
But Turner Broadcasting has another show now.
Do they? Yeah. What is it?
AEW?
Oh, right, right.
Come on. We've seen a company. We've seen a
co-host.
I'm kidding. My goodness.
I don't think Disney would be good for pro wrestling. I just think they would.
No, I don't.
Do you think Tony would make an offer? That's where I'm sort of going. We've seen WWE take over WCW.
How crazy would that be if he walked out?
Absolutely insane.
It would be bonkers.
It
would
have to be,
that'd be next level.
Rampage and SmackDown at the same time when he walked out on both shows. Right?
Oh man, yeah.
To pull the Vince McMahon.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. He's a fan, and he'll do, I guess, what fans want. I'm all right with that.
I would love that because, you know, everyone wants to see the inner promotion matches of, you know, I don't know, Omega against, I don't know, Seth Rollins or whatever.
I would only be cool with it if they put cameras backstage. That's where the action's going to be.
Yeah.
He has a relatively small roster compared to WWE, and it sounds like chaos. Obviously, I'm in front of the TV, not there, but it sounds chaotic when you have a fan running the company.
Yeah, it's a little chaotic back there too. But I'm just worried that Disney will just replace the wrestlers with CG, at some point.
It's going that direction, right? We got AI art now.
Yeah, you're gonna sell. Would you sell your AI, like your rights to your likeness for AI? Both of you?
I could see him going, yeah, I think I would.
Just depends how much you're going to pay.
Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about? We are pro wrestlers. We got to make that cash. Would you sell your AI podcast host rights?
Yeah. I mean,
we wouldn't get much.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much. I just, you know, I don't know. I got upset when I saw the news. Not that I, you know, dislike. I just think it's bad look because it's still going on. Like, the investigations are still going on. Uh-oh. All that stuff is still going on.
So I thought the guy that was running the investigation stepped down when he came back.
Did that happen? I missed that part of the story.
I read that somewhere today.
Yeah.
Oof.
That investigation.
Twitter was wild today.
Yeah. I love wild Twitter. That investigation wild. Is over.
Yep. My goodness. Well, we'll see where it goes. I think I like where it's. I got mad because I like where WWE is going and working with, you know, there's.
With Hunter and all that?
Yeah, like him working with New Japan and letting, you know, Carl Anderson go over there and working with AAA. Now, you know, that whole thing that happened with Dragon Lee. Yep. You know, like Triple H was kind of taking away the firepower that AEW had. AEW's big thing was, we work with everyone. And now WWE's like, well, me too. And now what? Now where are we? You know what I mean? So if it goes backwards from where it is now, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that.
I mean, I love Triple H because he grew up watching NWA, and that's what I grew up, you know, Nikita Koloff and, you know, that era. So I think he's trying to bring a more realistic...
The main thing I like about what he did is it just seems more logical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll just leave it at that. Like, storylines are existing and having arcs and paying off. And as a fan of wrestling, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's silly to say that that's great. Just a little bit of logic.
Yeah. But it really common is. Sense.
They finish storylines, which, you know, some companies don't. And, you know, they just.
You know, neither of them are elite, so you can say whatever you want.
Well, that's my only complaint with AEW is like.
Hey. I'm keeping my opportunity. 100%.
No.
What's up, Tony?
But like, they make you a big debut, and then, like...
It went nowhere. Like, there's no story. No,
yeah, it's like, where'd he go?
But we, like, never... I didn't sign a long-term thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least as a fan...
Yeah, it happens not just with you. Like he was very upset about Ospreay. Like, Ospreay showed up, great thing happened, and then, boof, it's gone. There's really no payoff to their stories sometimes.
And I get, as an idiot fan, he had to go back to Japan because that's
no,
where...
but like there's no payoff to a lot of stories, and when there are payoffs, it's nice because
yeah, it's just it's an you
as wrestling fans, it's like we're just in this weird abusive relationship where we just keep watching and hoping wrestling will change a little bit, but it doesn't.
It's like a movie that just kind of ends, and it's like, oh, what happened? Like.
Just
you know.
Keep smacking us in the face and keep watching it.
And we like it.
Yeah. I'm going home right now to watch Rampage.
I love wrestling.
Yeah, same way, man. I mean,
I really
can't leave you.
I'm happy now. Like, I'm so happy right now with the way it's going. Like, it's still not perfect or great. You know, it's getting there. But, you know, a few years back, I was just torturous to watch some of this stuff.
Well, yeah, imagine working there.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's... Those are the big top stories I wanted to talk about today. Taya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Please plug away right here.
Yes.
What's up, guys? So, yeah, you can follow me on all my social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at the Taya Valkyrie. You can also buy merch.
Don't just say it. Do it.
Do it. At TayaValkyrie.com and on Facebook, Facebook.com/TayaValkyrie.
Do it.
And you can catch me everywhere, AAA, MLW, Impact
Champion
Wrestling.
In three different companies.
Yeah.
Would you ever go back to XPW? You know, not for a match, you know, if they presented.
I don't know.
The forbidden door is open.
I don't think there is like one that. For XPW. Do you want to drive to Pomona?
No. Do you want to go to the Derby Room?
I mean, that is a crowd.
Actually, that was one of the highlights of going there for me, I love people watching, and there was a lot of people watching at that Derby Room.
Because the inside is like a sports book.
Like for betting on horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are, you know, if you know anything about degenerate gamblers.
I've never been to a place like that before. So the first time I went, I was like, what is happening here?
But horse racing gamblers are on another level. I mean, they're looking up sheets from Aqueduct in New York. And like, it's real. They're betting on wrestling. I don't know. How do you bet on wrestling? Like, DraftKings does, like, I think they're in association with AEW.
You know, I really wish that was a thing when, like, more of a thing, like, or I knew about it when I was wrestling, because I would
made a lot of money.
Yeah. We'd be retired.
Strikes me as illegal. Like,
no, I don't think so.
He didn't mean it.
I think if
he didn't
anyone
mean it.
Is betting on wrestling, they deserve to lose their money.
I mean, I don't think we're allowed to actually bet here in California with DraftKings, by the way. Well, I don't think that's legal here.
Oh.
I just don't like gambling in general.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Well, I lose $20 and I'm like, God, that could have been, I don't know, a pair of earrings.
That could have gone towards a autographed
8x10. Personalized, if you write it in the notes.
I forgot to write it in the notes.
No.
So I'll give you creative license.
No, like,
oh.
Uh-oh.
Fancy.
Like, remember when I didn't know how to use an iPad?
Right.
Wear Loga, Taya.
I mean, I gave that to Vicky Guerrero, and she wrote something mildly erotic on her doll. So,
Ooh. All right.
Nice. I mean, I think she's
going to be an interesting encounter next week.
Yeah, she'll be in town for Dynamite, and Vicky.
Oh, God.
Look me up.
Anyway, please, everybody that's watching and listening, follow Taya, watch MLW, watch AAA, watch Impact. Watch her work. I've been watching it for years in the indies here in L.A. and Southern California. Been a big fan for a long time, so thank you for coming out and hanging out with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys, and thanks for supporting pro wrestling.
Absolutely. And you can follow... thank you for the run-in.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
From Mr. Johnny.
Oh, God.
Run-in from Mr. John Hennigan.
Johnny
Morrison.
Comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah, Johnny Comedy. Store.
Johnny Comedy.
Didn't want to stay in the car.
Didn't want to stay in the car.
Maybe you'll be at the comedy show here next Wednesday.
We actually were just talking about
maybe
that.
I will.
Maybe I'll hand
maybe
deliver
something
you
crazy
your
happen.
Merch.
That, we could do it on stage. It's a whole thing. You know.
That was a very threatening.
I've given Dolph or...
Nick.
Nick.
Oh, I'm not telling you to that.
Mr. What's Hollywood Hunks? Some. He asked me, who do you want if I can get someone for me to... I've given him my list of people to bring.
Okay, all right.
I won't say...
Thank you for running that list by me.
I want Statnam Singh here.
We can't fit him through the door. He doesn't fit through the door. But anyway, you can follow me at RRBG Podcast. I've been interviewing musicians and I've been doing more going out and interviewing at locations instead of Zoom because I'm over it.
You're gay. I'm like, what?
I'm gay. I'm sorry. No, I'm over the Zoom calls, so I'm trying to just be out on location. Earl, where can they find you?
Here.
Yeah.
Comedy Store, main room at about 11 o'clock at night.
Someone accuse me of something so I can get more spots?
Oh, my God.
I mean, those
you
guys
need to get canceled so you can get more
get
spots.
Me out of here.
Those guys
get me out of here.
Out theaters, for God's sakes. I play it by the rules and I get...
What I mean, I got to listen to the podcast now.
I'd like to add Earl Skakel everywhere. And a shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees for sending me a shirt with no holes in it. Still haven't sent me a new Sting shirt. I'm going to stay on you guys till I die.
I'm going to tag them in every one of the posts so they do reply.
I don't let off the gas.
My shirt that you bought won't have a hole in it.
And I bet your shirt, can I ask you where you get your shirts made? I mean, if you want to give them a little plug, do you do it yourself?
Actually, these were printed by Republic of Lucha.
There we go.
They do a really great job.
I mean, this shirt is very uncomfortable. Premium blend.
It looks like it's a medium. Like, it looks
no, it's
like,
just a large. TV. I'm not, like, trying, no, I'm not trying
come on.
To do
it's
that.
A, it looks, no, it looks,
it's a TV large, is what we call
me.
It.
It might fit me, Earl.
Yeah, like I mean, you put it in the dryer a couple times.
Hey, whatever. I'll take it off right now. So, you know, you guys, the premium bin for 35 hooves. It's step it up, PWTs, because I'm going to go to Republic of Lucha for all my shit now.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Please make sure to follow us at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Store Is War on Twitter. Please like, share, subscribe on YouTube and all the good things. Leave comments. John, follow our producer, John, at Comedy Store Studios. Yes?
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Thank you guys for watching and listening.
Sure, like
see you next week.
Bye. Yes.